Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go!
He married and old men, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Thank you.
God. I just want you to know, don't ever lose your joy. Don't ever lose your glory. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Hallelujah.
Right.
Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. This is Christmas Day, the day that the Lord has made, and the day that we celebrate that Christ was born into the world. Hallelujah. I'm excited,
yes,
man. I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And then after that, I don't know, the Lord just put it in my spirit to have an evangelist sharing to say something after you pray. Then we're going to get into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And Merry Christmas. The scripture, and thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to read is coming from Isaiah, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we're just thanking you, Father God, for this day, this special day, Father God, that you have blessed each and every one of us to see and be a part of. And Lord, we just give you praise. We're thanking you for your son, thanking you for the birth, thanking you because we realize that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we just thanking you for the joy, for the peace and all that that he's bringing to all mankind. Heavenly Father, be with those that ask us to keep them in prayer. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are sick and shut in. Father God, we ask that you will bless the broadcast and all those that's listening and all those that participate, Father God. We can't do anything without you, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, Pastor B. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. And thank God for this day and all the days that the Lord has made for us another beautiful day. And what a great day to praise the Lord. In John 14:21, it reads as follows. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for his word and for his spiritual awareness, for his love, for his sacrifices. I thank God for this broadcast. For everyone, thank God for all the believers and those who are looking towards learning things about being more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pray for our pastors and all those who are trying to walk this spiritual walk. I pray that God will continue to open up our hearts and our minds, and that we can see and discern all spiritual things and not worldly things. And
right.
I don't mean to see with the optical nerve. I mean to see with our spiritual being the direction where we're supposed to be going and where our hearts and minds are supposed to be directed on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We continue to worship the Lord to make way every day in our journey for learning and opening up our hearts to do what it is that the Lord has planned for us to do. It works for the greater good of all. I want to pray for just everyone and just thank God for this beautiful day. It's funny how life works. Last year, this time, my mom was saying how it didn't look like Christmas. She didn't even know she had dementia. She didn't even know it was Christmas because I guess in certain places, they don't decorate because they want to respect all religions, quote unquote. But and today she's with the Lord, so praise God. We never know what the future holds for us, so that's why we have to stay diligent in the word and know that we are all here to worship the Lord. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. On this Christmas day, anyone else have anything they want to share? I don't know. The Lord just wanted me to point out them two. Anyone else? Okay. Well, I do is press one. But anyway, we're going to get into this lesson. Bless God. We're talking about spiritual gifts. And we'll just start off with scriptures anyway. You all know that we're to be spiritual. That's part of who, that's who we are. We're spiritual. When you got born again, you became spiritual.
Amen.
I don't care if you know it or not. You did. That's what happened to you. The only reason you had to get born again so you can come out of the flesh way of thinking and become spiritual. Stop thinking like Gentiles think.
Mm-hmm.
Stop acting like Gentiles. Man, we're spiritual beings having human experience now. Before, we was human having spiritual experiences, but now we're spiritual having human experience.
Say that fast.
God bear me record of this. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And let's see here. You know, we were talking about offering spiritual gifts. So let's go to, well, see, grace sees the need. And let me slow down here. Because grace sees the need to offer spiritual gifts. And if you're not into the spiritualities, you won't see the need. You're not into grace, you won't see the need. We define grace as being able to give someone something that they have need of and that they can't do. So we have to become spiritual enough to see that and understand that. So let's start off with Romans 1 and 11. Romans 1 and 11. Man, I'm calming down now. I was fired up, man, this morning about 3 o'clock, y'all. Y'all just have no clue, man. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
In the kingdom, it reads as follows. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, you are who you are, who receive it by entering into obedience, trust in Jesus. You are who you are through this gift and call of Jesus Christ. And I greet you now with all the generosity of God, our Father, and our Master, Jesus, the Messiah. Amen.
Well, you know, amen. Over there, 1 Corinthians 6, well, we'll go there too. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Paul had them to understand that he served the Lord with his spirit and his soul. Not just his soul, but with his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
As well as with his body, the total man have to serve God. So, look, if you will, and then we'll go to this, these spiritual gifts and understand the purpose of them and why we have them and why we need to do it. But in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, would you read that for me?
Yes, Pastor. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye had of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, these bodies that were made for God-given and God-modeled love, for becoming one with another. Or didn't you realize your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit? Don't you see that you can't live however you please, squandering what God paid such a high price for? The physical part of you, some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works. So let people see God in and through your body. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, that's saying, let the people see the spiritual side of you. They know what the natural side of you. Remember Ephesians 5? I don't even know why I'm going here like this. But go to Ephesians 5, because they already know the natural side of you. They need to see the spiritual side of us. That's what needs to happen. They know you can give natural gifts. How about spiritual gifts? How
Amen.
About imparting spiritual gifts? Huh?
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. In Ephesians 5 in the King James, what verses, Pastor?
15, I think we did to 21. 15
okay.
And
Yes. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffin. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge draughts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. Out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Wake up, man. Wake up. Rise out of your sleep. Let Christ shine through you. Let the people see Christ. They know you can give them a pair of socks. They know you can give them a sweater, a blanket. I mean, they get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
How about the spiritual side of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So be very careful how you live. That's what he's saying. Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't. In other words, don't live like the world lives. Do it differently.
Yes.
Some of those people are just foolish.
Yes, sir.
But live like you're wise, man, like Christ did.
Mm-hmm.
No reason, he said, you know, make the best of it, man.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Understand what the will of the Lord is.
Yes.
He wants us to be spirit. He don't want us drunken with wine. I mean, he didn't say you couldn't have a couple of drinks, but he said, don't get drunk with it.
Yes.
That's a subject for another day. See, some people don't know how to just drink and have another drink. And maybe even a third. They got to go all the way. Now, what you need to do is go all the way with the Spirit. Drink as much of the Spirit as you can. And then, he said, be filled with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all the way to the brim. Well, how do you do that? By doing spiritual songs. See, that's another way is a spiritual gift, by offering spiritual songs.
Yeah. Amen.
See, that's how you make melody in your heart toward the Lord. But anyway, let me move on. But I needed you all to see this now. I wanted you to see this, that we got to wake up to this spirituality, man, and then just don't walk no any kind of way.
Amen.
We can't live foolishly. Because everybody else, I understand what the day is, but because everybody else, we need to open their eyes to real truth, and that is again to give spiritual gifts. Well, Paul could do that, and if he could do that, we could do that. Remember in verse, he laid hands on, because you can see that over there in verse 11. I know he was doing that over there in Romans 1. But let's look at 1 Timothy 4 and 14. 1 Timothy 4 and 14, if you will.
1 Timothy 4 and 14. In the King James, it reads as follows. Okay, computer 4:14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Stay at your post, reading scripture, giving counsel, teaching, and that special gift of ministry you were given when the leaders of the church laid hands on you and prayed. Keep that dusted off and in use. Amen.
Amen.
Now, y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that? Get the dust off it. Start using it.
Amen.
If you ain't laid hands yet, matter of fact, touch the screen. We'll transfer this stuff right now. We'll lay hands on it. We want you to know you have spiritual gifts. You receive them.
Amen.
I receive them. I don't know about you today. But he says, receive them. Because in that 14th verse, listen, brothers and sisters, he said, don't neglect the gift.
Yes.
Don't neglect.
Yes.
Which you have received through prophecy. That's through preaching.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When the spiritual leaders place their hands on you to... Now, I want you all to get this. It's a practice, man, that you do. You lay hands on people and you tell them, say, receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Christ's name.
Yeah.
Focus on your life, what you've been taught about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, continue in this stuff. Don't stop now. Activate that gift. I think that's what he said.
Yes.
Then meditate on it. I always tell people, do like a pregnant woman do. She keep her hand on her stomach. I don't know. I've never been pregnant. But when I understand the word, I understand why. She got something up in her.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to treat that word the same way. Remind yourself of what's in you. Preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because Because he said, take heed to yourself. To your own self. Take heed. You know, do like the pregnant woman. And think about the doctor. And he said, continue in it. See, I wish somebody helped me out here. She said, I ain't never been pregnant, but when these women get pregnant, why they put their hands on their stomach, Pastor?
We comforted the baby.
I promise a whole lot of reasons, so I won't let you go there. But if you just think of one or two, Evangelist Sharon, can you think of one reason why they're rubbing them bellies like they do?
Yes, sending love, transferring the energy.
Hello, that's the word I was looking for. They love what's going on. It's love, man.
Yeah.
You gotta have a love for the Word of God, like John 14.
Amen.
And you plan on keeping it. You plan on that thing coming alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor. Did you have anything you wanted to say before we go
further? No, Evangelist Sharon covered it. So we sending love to that baby and want to let that baby know that we're right here, comforting. Yes.
I just like the way the Word of God saying that, man. It blesses me. It blesses me. And also over there in 1 Peter, we'll go there too. I mean, you got to know what the purpose is. Well, you know what, before we go to 1 Peter, because I'm just so excited. I have to calm down, man, because this is awesome, man. When I think about how women rub their belly, they know something up in them. We ought to be rubbing our spirits the same way. Our bellies, knowing that the hidden man is in the other heart, is in our belly. We ought to know that our spirit is being dead. It's alive. It got something in it. And you don't want to forget it. Don't forget it. That's why he says, don't neglect this thing now. Don't neglect that gift. Rub that baby. Rub that gift. Don't neglect it. Remember what's in you and start doing it. Start exercising. Start giving people the word. Start preaching. Start sharing. Give them the gift.
Hallelujah.
I'm finna prophesy over you right now because the Lord put it in my spirit to tell you that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. See, sometimes you ain't going to have a long sermon.
Say that faster.
Jesus told that woman, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Told that man, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. That man just had a few words. He said, Lord, remember me when you get in your kingdom. See, it don't take a whole lot of sermon, people.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Take up your bed and walk. See, it don't take a whole lot, a long of sermon. It don't take all that, brothers and sisters. Bless you, sister. Bless you. See, so spiritual gifts into people. But if you will, do 2 Timothy 1:6. 2 Timothy 1:6. Man, I tell you, I wrote so many. I got so many scriptures. I tell you, we don't have time to get them today. But 2 Timothy 1:6.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting of my hand. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, and the special gift of ministry you received when I laid hands on you and prayed. Keep that ablaze. God doesn't want us to be shy with his gift, but bold and loving and sensible. Amen.
Amen.
Be shy. Be bold. Let the enemy know. Somebody said the other day, would you pray for me? Immediately, boom, I stopped everything right there and started praying. They thought I was going to go home and pray for them. No, I got bold right then and let them know. No, we're going to pray for you right now. You mean it? We're going to happen right now.
Amen.
Let them get away with this kind of stuff. Come out, pray for me. So, yeah, praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord, brother. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever going on with them, let them have it. Right then and there. That's your right. That's what you do. Who you are.
Yeah.
Remember, you just read over in 1 Corinthians now, you here representing God.
Amen.
Don't you know God want them healed? God want them delivered? God want them set free?
Yeah.
He prophesies when you declare, when you preach. But anyway, in Hebrews 6 and 2, I know we're running over just a tad bit, brothers and sisters. Hang in there with me. I know today's Christmas. I know you got stuff to do. Hang in there with me. Hebrews, if you will, 6 and 2.
And King James, it reads as follows: of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, grow up in Christ. The basic foundational truths are in place. Turning your back on salvation by self-help and turning in trust toward God. Amen.
Yeah. Don't continue to lay hands. Continue to speak wisdom. Continue to do this stuff. Continue to impart the Spirit of God to others.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody may ask, man of the hand, the only way? No, this is just one way.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, I was telling somebody the other day, and then the Lord showed me this to a gentleman, too, is that, brothers and sisters, don't get caught up now with all this technology. You know, God, no, God is intimate. You don't have to do no video with God. He's intimate, man. He right there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can just speak the word. See, it's depending on where your faith level. Some people gotta have a hand laid on, but some people can just speak the word. The centurion say, just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. See, sometimes you just speak the word. Say, God, man, it's okay now. Your bill is paid. God got you.
Amen.
Yeah. See, over in 1 Peter 4, and I'll stop right there, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm excited, man. Sometimes I get on fire, man. But 4 and 11, 1 Peter 4 and 11. I let you read that, and we'll call it the day. Glory to the Lord, man. Glory.
Yes. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4 and 11 reads as follows. In the King James, if any man speak, let him speak as the author of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That way, God's right presence will be evidence in everything through Jesus, and he'll get all the credit as the one mighty in everything, in course to the end of time. Oh, yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much there, brothers and sisters, but I'm going to leave it alone. But I want you to know, let God get the credit, okay? If you're going to speak the word of God, did you hear that? If you're going to speak now, whatever you're going to speak, and if you must speak, speak the word of God. Don't be trying to give somebody something that is not in the word of God.
Now, yeah, Pastor.
say that, I want to be real careful because I want you to understand that you got to speak eternal life into these people, man.
Yeah.
These people need eternal life.
Yeah.
You need to offer them some stuff they can't get from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Wiley World, TDJ, CVS, Walgreens, Kmart, Kroger. Offer them something which is eternal life. Speak the articles of God.
Yes.
And if you're going to minister, to God be the glory. Stop trying
Hallelujah.
To get the glory. You already glory.
Hallelujah.
God. Well, I'm gonna park it there. I put it in P right there. And, but I appreciate you guys. Love y'all. Anybody have anything to say? Today Christmas, man. I ain't in no hurry. I'm just trying to, you know. I can preach all day long.
Amen.
Hear the echo. Day to preach the word of God. Anyone have any comment? Anything you want to say before we dismiss? Anybody? Anyone have a word? Okay. You were given the opportunity. Meanwhile, we'll see you all. That's right. Today is Friday. We'll see you all Sunday for the review. Oh, it's coming.